WAPOP. I know he had some family or had a place down in Fort Myers, but I remember talking with him. He used to work for the Dayton newspaper there when they had that big place off of 75 south of town. Last time I was there, I think they moved out of there. Of course, the newspaper only publishes only a couple times a week, if at all. So he used to work there at the newspaper, and he would be on just about every day. It was 2:20. So, okay, on the update there. Well, I hope things get better for him. All right, Sam, I'm going to get going here. I was just about to take Flex Radio out, and we cleaned the pool skimmer, him and I. I put a sock in there over the skimmer so it catches all his hair. I got a pool guy come every week, and I try to keep the black hair, too much black hair from going in the filter. So he sits out there with me while I clean the pool skimmer. And then he'll go in 11, 12 o'clock. This will be his last day because tomorrow morning he's going off to his trainer and spend time with her while we're gone. But listen, nice. Appreciate the call this morning. And like I said, I don't have this link up all the time. I put it up so I could use it while I'm floating in the middle of the Atlantic. So maybe we'll catch you during the week. 11 days from Miami to London, with the stopover in the Azores, which is about 800 miles off the coast of Portugal. W9SAM, WXAP.
Well, Robert, I tell you what, you and Debbie have a wonderful time, and I know you will. And I'll keep, I've got you on my favorite list here. I've got about 70. Let me check here. On this computer in the firm, I got 55 favorites. And it shows me if you're on or off, of course. And when I brought it up this morning, I said, oh, wow, Art's on. So I thought, should I try him or not? I don't. So I went for it, and here we are. So I've also got you on here without just your probably your phone. Of course, it's not on, of course. So, WXAP-R, and... I'll tell you, I just love this setup of mine. This Dash L thing has just been so wonderful. And I'm learning every day on something about it to try to keep it running and maintaining it. I got to say that I am in discussion with a 220 repeater manufacturer. His name is Dean. He's out of Wisconsin. And I've got a 220 repeater here in my shop, but it's an old, it's an SK 1990s style, and I'm thinking about upgrading that to something that Dean makes to make it not only EchoLink provided, but also All-Star. I got an email from All-Star last week telling me that if I don't use my node number by June, that they're going to pull it away from me. And I'm pretty sure that node number I got that node number back when you first got on All-Star and told me about it, and I went over and got a node. And I've since used it. I don't know for sure, but... So I'm quickly running around here trying to see if I can get All-Star going, because I don't want to lose the node number. And I've been wanting to establish it on the air, of course, to get in with you folks and others that people I know that has All-Star. And so we're working on that here, and that's just happening here in the last couple of weeks. So we're hopefully moving forward with that. And I'd like to have it in play by the Hamvention time, but I don't know. So anyways, well, I'll keep an eye on the Dash L with you, and... would it be okay to bring you into the group there when you're on, or because I sure don't want to bother you, because you're too busy seeing the sights there, over.